not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I missed the last sentence of this article. I wanted to read it real quick. It says, we have to band together to stop the military-industrial complex takeover, but you need to know who is really behind the wizard's curtain. No more war for Israel. The military-industrial complex, that same complex that Eisenhower warned us about, the one that Kennedy warned us about, and then the caller that called in that said, that calls them the hogs, this hijacked outlaw government. That is who they are. We need to let people know, folks. And I'll tell you what, you know, I went through this article and I apologize. It had a number of misspellings and the grammar, you know, the punctuation wasn't right in some areas. And it could be for me just recopying it. But, you know, some of it I had a little difficult time reading, so I had to stumble around on it a little bit. But at any rate, it's the closest thing I've seen. It's kind of like Occam's razor. It's the closest thing I've seen to a full explanation of something that really makes sense. And until we get a full, unbiased, new investigation of 9/11, it's probably the best we're ever going to get. Now, I want to mention, you know, he was talking about the Christians. Now, remember, Zionism and Jewish could, I mean, we're talking about the difference between, you know, is the Jewish religion, is it a race, is it a creed, is it a religion, what is it, okay? And they hide behind this race card. They call you an anti-Semite. And I'm not pointing a finger at the Jewish people because I know that most of them are just as dumbed down as the rest of the American public, okay? This is a combination of it's a combination. Some people are Jewish, some people are Christians. Okay, the people that are behind this, what's motivating them is greed and power. And what's interesting is yesterday I had a knock on my door by one of my neighbors, and he brought an article to my attention out of the Arizona Republic, which is a mainstream paper. It's the mainstream paper here in Phoenix, Arizona. And it ties right in with this article, which is kind of ironic. It's a mainstream article, and I'm going to read this article to you by a mainstream writer in the Arizona Republic by the name of Cal Thomas. This guy is such a lightweight. Okay, now remember, this is mainstream, folks. The title of the article is Bush Waters Down Faith, Christian President in Error About Beliefs, Especially Islam. He's in error about his beliefs. Now, I want to make this clear for the record right now to Cal Thomas. No, he's not in error, Cal. He's a flaming liar is what he is, okay? Straight up. And not only is he posing as a conservative, he's also posing as a Christian. I'm going to read this article to you. I'm coming up on the break here shortly, but I'm going to read this article to you after the break. I believe I've got my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, coming up right around the bottom of the hour, and he's going to give us an update on something that could be very, very, very major to all of us in the movement, folks. He's catching a little catnap right now, and I sent him an email to get him up here right at the top of the hour, but evidently he hasn't woke up yet. I told him to set his alarm, but we all need to be aware of this one because it's going to be very, very serious. I'll be back in three to read this article out of the mainstream Arizona Republic, and I'll comment on it. Might even open up the phone lines for a little bit. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got a lot more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to read to you this mainstream article out of the Arizona Republic. And folks, by the way, I want to mention to you, this is exactly the reason why I do not read the Arizona Republic. This was dropped off to me by one of my neighbors last night. It's called Bush Waters Down Faith, Christian President in Error About Beliefs. And the word error should be crossed out and should be a blatant liar in there. No one can fault President Bush for failing to go the extra mile in his efforts to show that he or the country is not opposed to the Islamic faith or to the Muslim nations. Last week, the President and Mrs. Bush hosted their seventh iftar dinner, the celebration that breaks the Muslim fast during Ramadan. Immediately after 9/11, the President visited a Washington, D.C. mosque and proclaimed Islam a religion of peace. He frequently has said that terrorists are not real Muslims, any more than people who proclaim to be Christian and engage in violence are genuine Christians. Now, is that the epitome of hypocrisy? Any more than people who proclaim to be Christian and engage in violence are genuine Christians? Well, I guess that just says it right there, doesn't it? He just said it right out of his own lips. But listen to this, folks. It gets better. According to Cal Thomas, the president is the most openly evangelical Christian and faithful churchgoer since Jimmy Carter. Now, does that make you want to gag? According to the president, Let's see. He frequently has said that terrorists are not real Muslims any more than people who proclaim to be Christian. Well, George, you're proclaiming to be a Christian, and you have the blood on your hands of over 1 million people. Let me continue with this. And the evangelical community has mostly embraced him and twice voted for him in overwhelming numbers. That constituency is likely to be troubled, though. Troubled, I love that word. About something the president said in an interview with Al Arabiya Television. In an official transcript released by the White House, the president said, quote, "I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, prays to the same God." Later in the interview, the president repeated, "I believe there is a universal God. I believe the God that the Muslims pray to is the same God that I pray to. After all, we all came from Abraham. I believe in that universality. To paraphrase a remark often attributed to the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, everyone is entitled to his or her own faith, but everyone is not entitled to define the central doctrines of that faith. The doctrines of what is called Christianity not only stand in dark contrast to Islam, they teach something contrary to what the president says he believes. It is one thing to try to reach out to moderate and sincerely peaceful Muslims. It is quite another to say the claims of your own faith are of no greater importance than the often contradictory claims of another faith. If we all worship the same God, the president should answer the call of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, convert to Islam, and no longer be the target of Muslim wrath. Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry has created a useful chart that shows the conflicting claims of classic Christian belief and Muslim doctrines. It is worth studying, whatever one's faith. It's carm.org, folks. The central doctrine of the Christian faith is that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for sinners, and then repenting of sin and accepting Christ as Savior, one is, quote, saved. Muslims do not believe God had a son, and, therefore, no atonement for sin is necessary. Muslims believe one also lives up to the five pillars of Islam. Furthermore, according to Muslims, God allowed Judas to look like Jesus, and it was Judas who was crucified. Now, this is according to the Muslim faith, folks. Evangelical Christians believe the Bible is God's word and is without error in the original manuscripts. Muslims respect the word of the prophets, but claim the Bible has been corrupted, mostly by Jews, and is the only correct insofar as it agrees with the Quran. Now, listen to this quote by Cal Thomas in his final paragraph here. Bush can be commended for sincerely reaching out to Muslims, but he should not be commended for watering down his professed faith to do so. That's universalism. No Christian who believes the Bible believes in universalism. No Muslim who believes the Quran does either. Bush is dangerously wrong in proclaiming that all religions worship the same God. Well, Cal, I don't know that I would say he's dangerously wrong. I would say when a president has the blood of over 1 million people on his hands, he might think that we all worship the same God, but it's a question of which God he worships. So he's not dangerously wrong. Here is a man who is, quote, posing as, by your words, Cal, one of the most openly evangelical Christians and faithful churchgoers since Jimmy Carter, yet he has ordered the invasion of Iran, which is now occupied. He's beating the war drums for an attack on Iraq, and then he's beating the war drums for an attack on Iran. Launched the military strike in Afghanistan, has blood on his hands of over 1 million people. And you say that this president is the most openly evangelical Christian and faithful churchgoer since Jimmy Carter. Somehow, Cal Thomas, I can't visualize Jesus taking that same action. Can you? Hence, one more reason why I do not read the Arizona Republic. But it ties in real well with this article that was well penned by Ryan Dawson, does it not? Let's open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I'm waiting for my roving reporter, Rob, to climb out of bed. I guess he didn't get a lot of sleep last night over this news he's about to give us. And I tell you, he shared this with me last night, folks. And I have to tell you, you know, in listening to the programs that I was listening to today, I'm kind of shocked that nobody's even brought it up, because it's very disturbing. And it's an article that definitely needs to be addressed in elaborate detail. I will say, for those of you who listened to Mike Chambers last night, Mike did talk about it for a good half hour, 45 minutes, so I give kudos to Mike. But this is something that affects us all. But you know what, folks? We knew that this was coming. We knew that it was only a matter of time. And before I get into this, hopefully Rob will be up here just a couple of minutes. But I want to mention, for those of you who may not know, that the mainstream voice, the comedians, the Glenn Becks of the world, all of the Fox boys, they're now starting to try to pin us, people that want 9/11 truth, people who want the truth to be known, people that are on the forefront, people that are out there telling the world what's going on, myself included, Alex Jones, John Stadtmiller. All of the people on all of the networks, you people as well, the ones that are out passing out literature, passing out DVDs, talking to your friends, talking to your neighbors, talking to your relatives, okay, you people that are enlightening people. Maybe even with a bumper sticker on your car, I'm not sure, okay, at this point. But we are obviously scaring the pants off these people, because their attacks are starting to become vicious on mainstream media. Glenn Beck is starting to equate us with the likes of a Timothy McVeigh. They're saying that we're so radical that they're afraid of us because we could become violent, or we may be a violent group, something of that nature. And I know from the time that I've spent in the movement, which I know a lot of you veterans out there, you've been in a lot longer than I have. I've been awake for about 2 years now, thanks to John Stadtmiller and Alex Jones. But in the 2 years that I've been awake, and of all of the patriots that I have personally met, people that I've talked to on the phone, there seems to be a genuine spirit among all of us. And that's a spirit of sovereignty, a spirit of patriotism, a spirit of truth, a spirit of, for the most part, gentleness. We're a peaceful people. We just want our country back. We just want our constitutional republic back, which is what we were taught in school that we had to begin with, and which has been being eroded from us for the last 100 years. But since 9/11, they've just thrown it in high gear. But here's their problem, is that our actions, our activism, and our movement is working better than it ever has before. This is why they're so scared. This is why they're throwing attacks at us. It's come forth. Now, remember, at first they ignore you. Then they ridicule you. Then they attack you. Then you win. Well, they ignored us at first. Okay? I don't know. How long was it? Was it a year or two that they ignored us? They thought it was some, you know, just some off-center group that really wasn't going to make any difference whatsoever in the main scheme of things. So they ignored us. Then when they found out that they couldn't ignore us any longer, then they started ridiculing us. And we've seen that so many times with so many clips of Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Bill O'Reilly telling us to shut up, and Hannity just ad hominem attacks left and right at us. We've seen that so many times. And there's so many of us waking up now that isn't working. So now they're starting to attack us. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. We've got a lot more. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with a question or comment. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Again, phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Been trying to get a hold of my roving reporter, Rob, because he was adamant. He wanted to come up on the show today and share this with us. And as I had mentioned, of late we've been seeing video clips of Bill Maher throwing 9/11 truthers out of his show. We have seen Glenn Beck on an absolute rant, trying to tie us in with the likes of Timothy McVeigh. And this is becoming more and more and more apparent that these people are scared to death. We've got WeAreChange.org that has now confronted Bill Clinton twice, not once but twice, once in the Barnes & Noble bookstore and another place, someplace else, I don't remember where it was. But at any rate, okay, these people are getting fearful. They know that we are waking up, the American people. They know that at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to reach what is called a tipping point. They can't allow that to happen, and they're going to do everything that they can do to stop it. So, like most of you know, when I'm not on broadcasting for RBN, a lot of times I'm a listener, and I happened to tune in last night to Mike Chambers' show. Actually, I was just doinking around here, you know, taking care of some of my other stuff, paying bills and whatever. Excuse me. And I got a Skype message from Rob, my roving reporter. And what he told me and what he led me into literally sent a shiver up my spine, folks. Because now it looks like it's not just solely related to these mainstream pundits, these talk show hosts on mainstream, the comedians and so forth that are left-wing gatekeepers. It looks like it's expanding. So I'm going to go into this a little bit. House of Representatives Congressman Harman has introduced the following bill. Yes, Manny, I'm taking calls. Announced that twice, so yeah, the phone lines are open. Okay. Congressman Harman has introduced a bill which was referred to the Committee on Homeland Security. This is on April 19th, folks. And in addition to the Committee on the Judiciary, for a period to be subsequently determined by the Speaker in each case for consideration of such provisions as fall within the jurisdiction of the committee concerned. This bill, which I'm going to, since my roving reporter Rob is not coming up with me, I'm going to tell you a little bit about. Because I have to tell you, I have not read the whole bill. I just kind of got an overview of it. But by the way, this bill passed Congress day before yesterday. And it was passed almost by unanimous vote. I think there was only one or two nays. There was five or six that didn't vote at all, Ron Paul being one of them, and I can understand why, because of his political position. But in essence, what this does, it's called Prevention of Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism. And from what I understand, and as I said, I haven't read the whole bill, I'm just going through this today. The term violent radicalization means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system, folks, for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based, I'm emphasizing this, based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. Now, does that sound like they're talking about us? I'm going to stop right here. I'm still trying to give Rob a few minutes to come online. So let's go to Ray in Tennessee. Ray, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry for the noise. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right. And excuse me for not really knowing, honestly, who you are. I was just flipping through the stations and heard you. I guess you're a Christian. You believe, you know, you're a believer. Is that yes, no, maybe?
Well, what I was doing, and I don't know exactly what you caught, Ray. I was reading an article that was penned by a journalist by the name of Ryan Dawson regarding the 9/11 Iraq, PNAC, and the Israel. All roads lead to Israel, and I had put a disclaimer in there saying I don't necessarily believe all of what he penned. So,
okay.
You know,
I just caught you at the part saying that the president has millions of lives of blood on his hands. And that he's not a true evangelical Christian. That's part where I caught you. So I've never heard you before. I'm traveling from Memphis to Nashville and was channel surfing and found you. And then I heard you say something about the true 9/11, you know, what happened. What exactly do you, I mean, I hate to have you repeat everything or whatever, but what do you think happened on 9/11?
Well, I couldn't possibly repeat everything that happened that I'd gone through, because I've been going through this for 2 days. And again, this is a very long article that was penned by a fellow by the name of Ryan Dawson.
Okay.
9/11 was an inside job. There's no question about that.
So you think our government, that our people...
There's no question. I'm certified in private investigation, Ray. I went down the rabbit hole on this for quite a substantial amount of time. And I go by a preponderance of evidence. And the evidence that I looked at both sides of the argument, okay? And there is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that, yes, 9/11 was an inside job, Ray.
Okay. Well, before you let me go, I mean, I honestly do not believe that. I don't believe you. But the point I really wanted to make is, are you a Christian? Do you consider yourself
a
Christian?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, yes. And I don't believe that George Bush is a true Christian, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We had Ray from Tennessee on the line. Ray, are you still there?
Yes, I sure am.
You're driving a truck, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry for the noise.
Oh, hey, that's not a big deal. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Continue, Ray.
All right. Well, the main point I wanted to get to real quick is, so you consider yourself a Christian. You believe in the Bible, correct? I mean, simple yes or no.
Well, okay.
I don't know you. I've never heard you before until 20 minutes ago.
Right. Well, so, if you're asking me, if I go to church on a regular basis, no, not anymore, Ray.
Okay. Do you believe in the Bible, the original premise of the Bible, that, God is God and Jesus is Jesus?
What's your point, Ray?
Well, my point is you were saying that the war in Iraq is wrong and us maybe possibly going to do something against Iran is wrong, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Did Saddam Hussein bomb Israel?
Who put Saddam Hussein in power to begin with? Who supplied him with weapons of mass destruction? Do you know, Ray?
Well, maybe we did, but you know what? Maybe that was the lesser of the evils at the time. You know, sometimes things happen, people change. You know, maybe he wasn't the same person he was 20 years ago.
Let me ask you a question, Ray. Do you believe the official Keene-Hamilton Commission 9/11 report?
Most of it.
You do? Okay.
Most of it.
Well, that's your first problem, because if you do a little bit of research and go back and read the Project for a New American Century, all of these neocons that signed these documents, okay, They penned this all out. This is all. This is their own documents. They explain everything that they intended to do long before George Bush ever took office. I would suggest you go back and read that, Ray.
Before you cut me off, I just want to know.
I'm not cutting you off.
I know you're cut for. You're probably pushed for time, though. I'm saying I want to try to get everything in. I want to ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Was Saddam Hussein killing millions of his own people?
No.
He wasn't. So he didn't kill any of his own people.
He gassed the Kurds.
Okay. So is that okay?
And we allowed him to do that. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess we decided to take him out and to stop it.
We gave him the weapons of mass destruction to gas the Kurds to begin with. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. But as a Christian nation, which for most part we are, we couldn't stand by and be an ostrich and stick our heads in the sand and just let it continue to happen, could we?
So you think that we should occupy Iraq, we should kill
over a million innocent
Iraqi people, 5 million refugees. Is that your position, Ray?
Do you have proof that we've killed a million Iraqi civilians?
I've got the Veterans Administration owned documents. No, I cannot prove, but I can tell you this much right now, sir. I will guarantee you that we've killed at least tenfold, if not a hundredfold, more Iraqis than they have killed Americans. And I have the specific documents of how many Americans have been killed, sir. And one death is too many, so what's your point?
Okay, did we put Madman Mahmoud in power also in Iran?
Did we put Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in power?
Yeah.
No, he was elected.
Okay, so what about him threatening Israel to wipe Israel off the face of the earth?
Okay, that particular statement of which you allude was taken out of context because he did not say that.
He said they would vanish
into the annals of time. He didn't say he was going to wipe them off the map. Okay, and this is a problem that you're getting this from mainstream media. That's your first problem, my friend. Go back and read Project for a New American Century, then give me a call back, Ray. Okay, I'll be happy to discuss this with you at length. I'll talk to you every day, okay? Because I know you're obviously a Christian man. You sound like a very nice guy. But with all due respect to you, Ray, you need to do some research other than mainstream media, my friend, because they are lying to you. They're lying to you for a much larger agenda, Ray.
Okay, I'll say one more thing. I think kind of the hatred that you are spewing is what is dividing this nation, and I think it's wrong. And I couldn't stand by and let you keep saying it, and not try to call and tell you.
Well, let me correct you
on
one thing. Let me correct you on one thing. Stay on the line. I have no hatred for this nation. What I have is an absolute hatred for the hogs, this hijacked government from the military-industrial complex. This is no longer my government. This government has been hijacked, okay, and they have a total globalization agenda in mind, Ray, and you bet I hate it. I want my constitutional republic back. I do not hate the people.
I don't agree with everything that the government does. You know, I'm not just a lapdog for them. But I think that to say that 9/11 was an inside job is downright un-American. I'm sorry. I believe in the free speech and the First Amendment. But
Ray,
do you think President Bush did it, or do you think Bill Clinton did it, or both of them did it together?
No, I think George Bush is being controlled. Okay.
Control. Okay. So
yes, absolutely.
It would have started before his term, though. Correct. To plan something
the PNAC documents were penned before George Bush ever took office. There's a number of people involved in this, okay? It's not George Bush. He's just a puppet. They presented those same documents to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton wouldn't go for it, but George Bush did, all right? Now, that's documented. That's mainstream. That's the record, sir, and I would respectfully ask you to go read it for yourself. Okay. I'm not spewing anything forth that is not true. I'm telling you that this government has been hijacked by an international military industrial complex, okay? And I'm telling you that this particular government that occupies and controls this United States of America is not my government. My government was hijacked, okay?
Yeah, I think it's been hijacked by the UN. I don't believe we should still be in the UN. I think we should tell the UN to pack their bags out of New York and get out of our country. And if we have to, be our own nation again and, you know, carry the big stick, but only use it when we have to.
Ray, I could not agree with you more on that premise. Okay? But again, respectfully, I would ask you to go read the PNAC documents, and specifically page 52 of Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they spell out 9/11 right in their own documents, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for letting me say what I had to say.
Not a problem. Call back anytime. Okay? All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Calling Rover Reporter, Roving Reporter Rob Bishop. Are you with me, sir? All right, let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Howdy, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
Real good. That was a great call. He said he was on the road in transit. Possibly he was receiving the FM signal from a micro broadcaster in his area. A true patriot. Putting out Republic Broadcasting Network. That's possibly how he's listening. He's obviously listening on the FM or the AM.
No, he was listening on FM, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, statistically, he most likely will never go and read the Project for New American Century document signed off by many infamous neocons. Anyway, the UN, the face of the UN, if you live in Texas now, you know that the face of the UN is your local Department of Transportation. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. We're trying to defeat the Central Texas Corridor funded by all these new toll roads. As far as 9/11 was concerned, I'll just say, and I'll disagree with one point in that article. That was a great article. One point in that article talking about no plane theorists at the Pentagon. I'm not one of those. We do have photographic evidence of wreckage and then picking up wreckage from what looked like to be a small plane, probably a drone. We do have video footage released by the Pentagon that would evidence that would fit to be a plume coming out the exhaust from a missile, which would form white condensation at ground level, unlike a jet, which is clear at ground level. And there never was any photographic evidence at any time of wreckage from a large jet airliner. So if you believe the magic bullet theory for Kennedy, then you'll believe the magic plane theory at the Pentagon. And it's not that there was no plane at the Pentagon, just like there was a bullet or one or more involved that killed Kennedy. There was at least one plane involved at the Pentagon, but it was not a large jet airliner. And
I agree with you there. Look, I don't want to get into that today. I've got Rob on the line now coming up with a very important announcement. But I want to mention to you, you know, all due respect to Ray in Tennessee. I welcome that phone call because here is a genuine American that is, you know, he's ignorant of the facts. He's not a stupid man. Okay, but he's just been watching mainstream TV, obviously, like a lot of people. He's a patriotic American. He's a Christian American. Okay, and he just needs to do a little research. And I would give him all the encouragement that I can to tell him to do the research, because I don't want to have to do what I'm doing. I'm trying to wake up the American people before it's late. Too late, Dylan. You know that.
Thank you for doing it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan. I appreciate the call. All right, Rob, are you with me?
Yes, sir, Michael.
All right, now hold
sorry
on a second.
About that.
Listen, hold on a second, Rob. I got CH in Alabama here. CH, you need to hold on. I'll get to you, okay? But we've got a very important announcement Rob needs to make here, and it's for the benefit of all of us. So go ahead, Rob.
Well, what I want you to do, and I apologize for sleeping in a little bit. Pretty much I'm working on this, as you know, for the past 13 or 14 hours. Did Ben and Eric's show this morning. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 1955. And what that is, it's the Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. What it breaks down to is we're now living under Oceania law, basically. Thought crimes are now in place. In fact, they term it thought terrorism. And let me just read the exact definition of a violent or of a homegrown terrorist. According to this bill, it means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Basically, if you say, hey, it's about time we just overthrow this government, it's beyond fix, you're now a terrorist. You might be a terrorist. If you start up a militia, you're now a terrorist. If you even start up a gun club that's focused with libertarian means or small government means, you're now a terrorist. And the beautiful part of this is, Michael, and this goes on and on. In fact, if you want to go to blacklistednews.com, it's one of the first few stories. My friend Lee Rogers from TNR, he wrote up a really really nice analysis of it, goes deep into it. It's actually not that long of a bill. It's not too complicated if you want to read it. But the scariest part of it is 404 congressmen voted for this. Ron Paul didn't vote for it because he was up in New Hampshire. It's one of those things where you start to realize just how serious a threat this is directly. And this, to me, is a declaration of war on the patriot community.
Yes, well, let me just mention, because I was talking a little, you know, about what's been going on with Bill Maher and Glenn Beck and so forth, and they're trying to equate us with the likes of Timothy McVeigh. And what they're doing is they're putting through this legislation here, so now they can selectively enforce, they can point a finger, go after anybody they want to in the Patriot movement, and basically disappear us. That's what it looks like to me, Rob.
Absolutely, yeah. And as a matter of fact, what this is going to do is form a 10-man commission, where the president would pick a representative, the vice president, the Senate majority leader and minority leader, House majority leader, minority leader, and so on, form this commission where you would go in front. It's basically a tribunal. If you remember the South African Truth Commission, where you would have to go in front of them and plead your innocence, that you're not a threat to the state.
You're guilty till proven innocent, number one. You have no constitution. You have no bill of rights. You have no due process of law. You have nothing. It's just up to what these people that are appointed by the president, the vice president, Michael Chertoff, Department of Homeland Security, and all these, well, pick your adjective, all these people decide they're going to put you in front of this commission, and it's up to the commission as to whether you're guilty or innocent. That's scary, folks.
Listen, our time is running out. I mean, it's time to stop thinking like activists and start thinking like, you know, 1776 patriots, all right? Not, you know, DVD patriots. It's time to get out there and start really realizing what's up. I mean, I read this last night, and I was just shocked. I mean,
You shocked me. I got about 3 hours sleep last night over this, Rob. Thank you very much.
I'm on the same train, my friend. Like I said, I figured you'd be done with the 9/11 part of the show by about 4:30. I set my alarm for 4:30. Got about an hour.
I got through it at the top of the hour, and I sent you Skype. But listen, stay on the line here. I want to bring up CH from Alabama here because he's been holding for a while. CH, are you with us?
Yeah, Michael. This 1955 thing, I got the news on it last night. The House has passed it. It hasn't gone through the Senate yet, but of course we have no doubt they'll run it through on a greasy
skin. Bush will sign it. He'll be gleeful to sign this one.
Absolutely. But I feel like we probably have enough people awake to get this pulled back, repealed, thrown out, or something. That's what we have to strive for. But I was really calling about Ray. I'm thrilled we have new listeners. And, Ray, I hope you're still listening. You can't just hear something on the radio like this. It's a complicated subject matter. There's a lot to this, Ray. You need to grab the saddle horns, do a whole lot of research and a whole lot of listening, and stay with us, Ray, because it's all for the right reasons. Keep up the good work, Michael. Loving the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CH. I appreciate that. Yeah, you didn't catch that phone call. I had a trucker in Tennessee that called in.
The 9/11 caller?
Brand new listener. He just picked it up. And he heard me talking about George Bush and the fact that he's, you know, got the blood of a million people on his hands, and he's an evangelical Christian, and he was kind of defending Bush. And, you know, with all due respect to him, he's a new listener. You know, you can't feed these people an elephant. You have to do it one little bit at a time. The man needs to just go do the research on it. And I directed him into the PNAC documents And hopefully he'll become a listener, you know. But at any rate, back to this. I mean, yeah, look, I mean, we've got mainstream media. You know, at first they ignore you, then they criticize you, then they fight you, then you win. Well, they've already ignored us, Rob. Now they've criticized us, and that didn't work. Okay, now they're fighting us, and they're fighting us. They're not fighting us fairly. They cannot win because they know that we're winning. So they have to, you know, push for legislation against us. And this is what – I mean, you know, you talk about suppression of free speech.
I mean, I think what this is backlash from the amnesty, that we put down the amnesty and they said, okay, you know what, the American people realize that they still have a voice in this country, that they're still powerful when they're united and have a like goal. We better make it illegal for them to get pissed off, basically, for them to revolt. And that's – I mean, this is – just, I mean, with the exception of maybe the Third and Seventh Amendment, this violates the Bill of Rights top to bottom. I've never seen anything like – I mean, this is – you know, at least – with the Patriot Act, you looked at it and, okay, you could pick out things here and there that were just vile. Section 802, of course, basically classifying any criminal as a terrorist. This is directed right at us, Michael, right at the RBNs of the world, of the other networks, of the We Are Change groups. Anybody out there trying to cause a positive change and restore the Constitution, it's directed right at it. But there is a silver lining, and that is H.R. 3835, that the good old Congressman Ron Paul put in committee on October 15th. Well, I guess we'll have to get to that on the other side.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Michael Herzog, American Awakening, comes to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my roving reporter, Rob Bishop. Rob, we got about 4 minutes left. Go ahead. You're talking about
rock and roll. Absolutely. The good Ron Paul, he's always the bright ray of sunshine behind the dark cloud of tyranny. On the 15th of October, he introduced H.R. 3835, committees on armed forces or armed services, that is foreign affairs, the select intelligence committee, and another one which doesn't actually have it listed here on the thomas.gov site. Basically what it does is restores the checks and balances within the Constitution that the Military Commissions Act of 2005 destroyed, reestablishes habeas corpus, which the government had no right to take away from us to begin with. Of course, I'm sure that the committees will just swallow that up too, just like they do when he tries to get rid of the Federal Reserve and pretty much anything Ron Paul tries to do for the good of the American people that the bought and paid for, AIPAC-loving, lobby-loving Congress just swallows up. You know, I mean, a guy that's been in Congress for, what, 10 terms, he can't get any leadership positions.
Well, you know, but this bill 1955 ties right in with the kicking out of habeas corpus.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, they can disappear us. They can come into our home. You know, if this goes through, I mean, they're going to ratchet it up. And folks, I'm telling you right now, if you ever were to get on the phone, let your fingers do the walking, and get on your senators to tell them not to vote for this, if you still want RBN in your home and us as invited guests, then you need to get on the phone, okay? Because they're ratcheting this thing up to a point where they may very well start arresting the people in this movement.
Listen, the Senate pushes this through. This conversation we're having here and the shows that you do and John does and Mike Chambers does and so on, we're all illegal. I mean, this is right at this is no longer, oh, this is coming down the pike. This is at the doorstep. It's already has its first foot in. Do not let them put the other foot in, because you're never going to get it back out without a fight, without an actual gunfight. History shows us that when you give government power, they don't give it back. You don't get it back protesting. You get it back at the end of a barrel. And if, you know, for the sake of your children, you don't want to see it come to that, you better defeat this bill. And you know what? Not just calling your congressmen and your senators and all that, which is all great. You got to call into your local radio stations. You got to call into your local TV stations if they have a talkback segment. I know WNEP up here in Scranton has a talkback 16 segment, and just flood it, because they're not going to touch this. Oh, they'll touch 9/11 truth, because it's kind of fantastic and it's almost surreal in its theatrics. They won't talk. The mainstream media will not even talk about this. I couldn't find this anywhere. I had a friend call me and say, "Hey, can you believe that they passed the thought crime prevention bill?" I hadn't even heard of it. Nobody else on my network had heard about.
I'll tell you. You know what? Mike Chambers is the only one, and you, the only ones that told me about it.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it on
Chambers
any of the other networks.
Huh? Exactly. And I had heard about it. We were doing a show right before Mike went on with his RBN show on TNR, and I told Lee Rogers he had gone and written up a quick analysis and basically took it to the airwaves right before Mike went on, and Mike touched on it a little bit. I mean, we were just going touch and go, because, again, I had just found out about it from a friend of mine. And I'll tell you what, Michael, it's literally amazing that it's in such plain English. I mean, how much further are they going to push us before we draw the line and say absolutely no more? Absolutely no more.
Well, that's a good question. We all have our line in the sand. And again, you know, I it reminds me, look at the Ed and Elaine Brown thing, and then they branched their tentacles out and they've been arresting people that really didn't commit any crime. Go ahead.
Just real quick, you got to watch out for a provocateur Timothy McVeigh type situation, especially that they try to pin on the secessionist movement or the Patriot movement. And it's going to come with a lot of gun control. This is just the start, folks.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much, my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, for coming on and enlightening us to that, draconian legislation. All right, the end of another day, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I will see you again tomorrow. And I'll have Jim Kerwin up for Lord knows what. He's emailed me a whole bunch of stuff this week. So stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. Have a good rest of the day if you can. And I'll see you then. Bye. With